I'm visiting with Jeff Hill with ADM. We want to talk about the revolution of mineral nutrition, and that is a product called AMPT. Let's start there with telling us, to start with, what is AMPT?
Well, AMPT is a new range cow, free choice mineral, and as the acronym implies, the AMPT is an acronym for Advanced Mineral Performance Technology, and so that's really the acronym, or the it really defines fairly well what the product is. And so we took a very specific approach, trying to precisely, as close as we possibly can, target just the nutrients that the animal needs in the right levels, and then also enhance it with lots of with the most current technology things out there, from trace minerals to additives and extracts, and just so it's really got most of the, probably the only product on the market that combines as many new technologies in one place.
Now, I understand that you've got some different choices when it comes to the product, I guess, depending on what a producer needs.
Yeah, we tried to keep it as simple as we could. And so obviously conditions change, you know, time of year, production cycle, forage type. So obviously one product won't always fit. So we tried to provide a nice diversity of products, so that there would be something that should fit about everybody at various stages and times of the year. But at the same time, not to have so many choices that it becomes confusing what the product line really is.
What are some of those choices, and what are kind of the differences in the levels of, I guess maybe it's just what makes up this particular version of AMPT?
Sure. So basically we have four base products, and we just designate them by the letter. So AMPT, A, M, P, and T. A is really kind of you can think about it as kind of an all-purpose type product. It's the most economical product, still very solid formulation-wise, but not as much emphasis on phosphorus. Really targeted to times where we have very good quality forages for cows or animals that maybe don't have quite as a demand for phosphorus, such as maybe grazing cattle, stalker cattle, things of that nature. Then the next product, M, would kind of indicate magnesium or high mag. And so that's a very seasonal product where we would have, you know, times of year where we have really fast, lush growing grass and we're concerned about grass tetany. So essentially it's just a base, a higher magnesium product. And then really the next product, T, is really what I consider our kind of our cornerstone product. It's probably the one product that can be fed the most period of time for the year. Could probably stay on a year-round basis for those that really only want one product. So it's kind of the middle of the road, kind of targeting the phosphorus levels, you know, that would be most predominant throughout the year. And has a lot of the technologies in it to enhance performance, extracts, and various other things that will just, is really targeted to enhance animal production. And then our final product would be T, and that's kind of our performance product, if you will, and it would be most similar to what most people would think of as a breeder type product. We would really target that product, 30, 45 days prior to calving, and feeding it right up into the breeding season. It's going to really focus on immune stimulation, higher levels of nutrients to try and build that fetus and get that cow in good shape, if you will, to rebreed.
Well, I understand with any of these products, at least it seems to me like in order to give that proper nutrition to your animals, it's not a real high amount of product in order to get the nutrients in there they need on a daily basis.
And we, you know, we're targeting a 4-ounce intake, and that was really for what we were trying to do. Was really about as small of a package as we could come up with. And so, but kind of the ways we could accomplish that was certainly not putting anything in there that didn't need to be in there. And so kind of the phrase that I've coined as we talked about the product, it's everything you need and nothing that you don't. So we've really tried to use every bit of possible space that we have in that formula to deliver as much impactful nutrition in the most available sources as we possibly can in that animal. And in addition to even just the level, but particularly on the trace mineral side, we try to use sources that target absorption sites. So, you know, we try to get the nutrients where they're needed. So, for example, copper, zinc, and manganese, we try to get that targeted through the small intestine where the animal can utilize it, whereas in the cobalt, we're trying to actually keep that in the rumen. So yeah, I mean, we can do a lot in this small package, but it was a very intentional effort to try and deliver the maximum amount of nutrition as we possibly could in that small package possible.
Well, we hear a lot about precision agriculture today, and it's meaning more and more things as technology evolves here. But I guess we could kind of put this in a classification of that, since you're doing some very precise supplementation, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a very good analogy. I hadn't really thought about it, and we have used that term a little bit, precision nutrition, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to select not only the most available sources of the nutrients, but also the exact right amount that we can deliver, both to create as much space as we can, but also not to have people pay for things that they really don't need. That the animal, you know, excess is just waste. It's just throwing away money if you don't need those particular nutrients at that particular time. So yeah, I think that's a very good analogy of exactly what we're trying to do, and basically precision nutrition. I think that's a very good description.
Mm-hmm. Talk about for the producer, what level of payback could they be looking at if they're going to go into a program with AMPT, with ADM?
That's a great question. We get it a lot, and obviously it's always a little bit difficult to determine that, but I want to just comment a couple of things. One, in the cattle market that we have today with calf prices up over, what, $2 a pound or whatever. In fact, cattle trading at, you know, I think I saw today, $1.60 or something like that. So, you know, the opportunity to anything you can do to get a little bit more efficiency or a little bit more gain or weight or reproductive efficiency in these cows to get more calves, more pounds of calves on the ground, you know, that hey, you just don't have to have much improvement to have a tremendous payback. In an example of a stalker animal, one of the things we included on the brochure that was just a little bit easier to calculate, you know, you could overcome a $240 per ton difference in price with as little as a 0.05 improvement in average daily gain. So anything that you can do to either enhance that cow's reproductive efficiency or that calf's actual performance has tremendous payback, especially in today's market. And the research that we have on our various components in our product, several of those would have been very documented to give you all of those things that we're talking about, either improved performance of the animal in terms of average daily gain or increase in reproductive efficiency, getting more calves on the ground at an earlier time period within the breeding season, and then getting more cows back to get bred. So the economics could be as great as, you know, a 10-to-1 type return, potentially.
So where do we go to get more information? I know that it's got to be some on the ADM Alliance Nutrition website.
We're actually just now getting the product launched. So a lot of our information is still being developed a little bit, but we do have a website. It's www.admani.com and then /AMPT, AMPT.
Okay, we will definitely direct people that way. Anything else about AMPT that you might want to touch on that we missed or skipped, or just in general?
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing, you know, I just kind of summary of the product is it's just really about trying to squeeze as many things into the product that can benefit the animal as is possible, and with a very keen eye towards maximizing the availability of those nutrients through the sources that we use. And then one thing I think that really differentiates the product that maybe a lot of other products out there haven't really focused on is not only providing those nutrients and providing them an available source, but actually trying to target where those nutrients are needed, where they need to be in the rumen, or to the small intestine of the animal. And so that's really one of the key things that, that differentiates this product, I think, from any others. And then on top of all that, we still pack in some additional technology enhancements from fermentation enhancers to immune-type stimulated products that just help the overall animal's well-being. So pound for pound, I don't think anybody will ever find a product that has more benefits or more enhancements packed into that small package.
Well, we'll direct folks to where they can get more information. And I have been visiting here with Jeff Hill with ADM Alliance Nutrition, talking about AMPT, Advanced Mineral Performance Technology. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.